Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labor MP Andrew Little.
We do have our weekly Labor Party chat this week, but it is with Finance Minister Graham Robertson instead of Justice Minister Andrew Little, who is unavailable this morning. We chatted about National Leader Judith Collins and Deputy Leader Jerry Brownlee's comments yesterday about the election and the government, as well as coronavirus testing for Auckland. But I first asked Minister Robertson about possible extensions to the wage subsidy. Now, Auckland is in level 3 of lockdown. What does that mean for the wage subsidy?
Well, we're seeking some advice on that at the moment. If the Level 3 restrictions have to continue past Friday, and we will be reviewing them on Friday, if that were to happen, then we are looking at what ways we can provide support to our businesses in Auckland. One option would be simply to extend out the wage subsidy scheme as we have done, but we also are looking at whether there are other ways of ensuring we deliver the support. Regardless, at the moment, the wage subsidy extension is still available for businesses who haven't drawn it down. The small business cash flow loan scheme is also available. And then for the individuals concerned, they are potentially eligible for the COVID sick leave payment if they have to self-isolate, or the COVID income relief payment if they do lose their jobs. So we'll be looking at that advice today. And if we do have to move those restrictions further forward on Friday, then we'll be in a position to announce some support shortly thereafter.
Based on the information you have right now, do you think Auckland would go up the levels in response, or maybe even the rest of the country?
Yeah, look, the Prime Minister said yesterday that there are, level 4 is not in the thinking of the government at the moment. What we're doing is gathering the information that we need around whether or not we can identify the source of this particular transmission of the virus, whether we can contain and break the chain of transmission for those other cases that we now have, and just do the testing that we need to do. Once we get all of that information, the Prime Minister signalled that on Friday we'll make our decision about whether restrictions need to continue, but we've got to get that information first before we can take those decisions.
People have said to us yesterday they waited for 7 to 8 hours just for... Now, I know two more centres have been set up in Auckland. Do you think two more centres could solve the problem?
Look, we're lifting the capacity for testing all the time, and I absolutely understand why people wanted to go and get tested yesterday, and those wait times were very long. The capacity will improve and those wait times will come down. What I would ask people, though, is only to go and get tested if you have symptoms. We know that there are a lot of people out there who are anxious, but if they are well, please just stay home and give people the opportunity to get tested who may have symptoms, or we have asked to be tested. That's the way that we'll be able to manage these numbers a lot better.
I kind of want to move on to some comments that the opposition leader and the deputy leader of the opposition has made. So, yeah, the opposition leader said the election needs to be delayed. Do you agree with this? Do you think we should delay the election?
Well, at the moment, while we're in this three-day period, I don't think we need to take a decision on that. Once we have some certainty about how long, if the restrictions need to carry on, how long that would happen, then we can make a decision about how that affects the election date. So what happened yesterday was that we delayed the dissolving of Parliament. That gives us a few more days to be able to change that election date if we need to. But at the moment, we're just in that pattern of getting the information, and we'll take some time and some advice around any potential delay. The Prime Minister is the person in our system of government who sets the election date. Legally, that can be any day up till the 21st of November. And so we have some time to make a decision. And then if necessary, we have some time to push the date out.
The opposition leader also said National needs to be consulted on health policy, not just being advised because we're so close to an election. What do you think about this?
Well, that's not the system of government we have. In New Zealand, the government is the elected government right up until the day of the election. And we've seen in previous electoral cycles where there have been significant decisions that need to be made, the government and the cabinet keeps on making those decisions. The Prime Minister did advise the Leader of the Opposition about the movement of the alert levels. She's done that throughout this period of time, including with Simon Bridges in the past. That's the appropriate course of action. We're providing a lot of information to the public through daily briefings, two briefings yesterday, and so that's the appropriate way to handle this. The Prime Minister will no doubt continue to update the Leader of the Opposition as is appropriate, but in our system of government, our cabinet remains in office right up until the day of the election.
Right, but during lockdown, though, we always have an epidemic response, a select committee, but now we're so close to an election and Parliament was supposed to be dissolved a couple of days ago. In case Parliament is dissolved, but somehow we need someone to scrutinise the government's epidemic response, is there any mechanism to do that in Parliament?
Yeah, well, obviously we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. At the moment, we're in this three-day period. If it is required that restrictions increase and that affects the date of the election, then obviously we would revisit what other things might need to happen as a result of that. But we're not in that position yet. We're just in this three-day period gathering that information and further decisions about what would happen in the event of ongoing restrictions will be made on Friday and over the weekend.
Right. The Deputy Leader of the Opposition has claimed yesterday the government has withheld information on community transmission. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, that's absolutely ridiculous, and there is no base in truth to that at all. And it's actually incredibly disappointing that the Deputy Leader of the Opposition would go down that path. He's effectively accusing Dr. Ashley Bloomfield of some form of collusion with the government. Dr. Bloomfield's a public servant. He's not allowed to speak out politically. So I think it's irresponsible, unfair, and actually just without any foundation. And I just wish the opposition would focus on what we're trying to focus on, which is how we protect the lives and livelihoods of New Zealanders.
Do you have any things to say to the people of Auckland now they're in level three?
Yeah, look, I know that this will be tough. None of us wanted to be going back into this position, and so I'm just grateful to the people of Auckland for the fact that already they're going along with the restrictions, that they're staying home, and that's the best thing they can do at the moment. Unless you need to go out or you're part of a workforce that has to be at work, please stay home. Please look after each other. And we will get through this and we will break the transmission chain. What we're doing here is, again, you know, if we look across to Melbourne, they took a little bit long to move to the kinds of restrictions that we put in place. We moved quickly and swiftly again. New Zealanders and Aucklanders know what to do. We've done it before and we can do it again. So I thank everybody in Auckland for their ongoing support and cooperation in the work that we're all doing.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little. The Wire.
Finance Minister.